USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
As crime surges across America, Democrat mayors in approximately 20 U.S. cities that have called for defunding the police have received millions of dollars in taxpayer funds towards their own personal security details. Data from the Freedom of Information Act reveals that the city of Chicago, for example, spent $17.3 million between 2015 and 2020 to guard unnamed city officials. In San Diego, the city allocated $2.6 million for 12 officers to protect the mayor. The list goes on. Missouri's Attorney General has filed suit to halt a mask mandate that took effect Monday in the St. Louis area amid a rise in COVID-19 cases. The lawsuit by Attorney General Eric Schmidt argues that mandates are arbitrary because they require vaccinated individuals to wear masks despite the CDC guidance. New York City and the state of California announced plans Monday to mandate COVID-19 vaccines for their employees. USA Radio News.
You know, if you feel like you're stuck with a healthcare plan that isn't affordable or you simply don't like it, right now is a great time to switch to MediShare. The typical family saves $500 a month when they join MediShare, and what's more, they like it. MediShare has double the customer satisfaction rate compared to the typical health insurance plan. That's double. So you get a massive network of providers to choose from. You get telehealth services, and MediShare is the most trusted name in healthcare sharing. It's been around for more than 25 years, shared more than $4 billion in healthcare bills. Here's why now really is the time to make the switch, too. You can start saving each month, which is huge, but right now, they'll waive your joining fee. So you'll save another $170 right off the bat. But again, it's a limited time offer. You got to call now. And it only takes 2 minutes to find out how much you'd save by switching. Here's the number, 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE, 833-34-BIBLE.
The border crisis assigned to Vice President Kamala Harris has gone on for months without any announced plans to fix it. Tim Berg has a border update.
A new report by Senate Republicans claims the Biden administration spent $2 billion to halt construction of former President Trump's border wall. This as record apprehensions of illegal immigrants at the U.S. southern border continue, with over 1 million illegal immigrants encountered at the border this fiscal year. Louisiana Republican Senator John Kennedy believes President Biden's move was a waste of taxpayer money.
Senate Republicans are scrambling right now to pass an infrastructure bill that's paid for. We could use this $2 billion that he is wasting. That would overlay about 1,600 miles of four-lane highways.
That audio courtesy of Fox News.
Thanks for listening. USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
With the ratings for the Olympic Games in Tokyo being the lowest in decades, three-time Olympian Lolo Jones gives Fox News her perspective on why not many Americans are watching the Olympics.
There's a few different reasons. One, obviously, the time zone difference is incredible. True. We're dealing with 13, 14 hours, so most of the events are finished by the time we wake up in America. The opening ceremonies were already done when we woke up, so I think that took a lot of the, you know, fun out of it. And then also, there are no fans. The opening ceremonies is totally about the fans from all around the world cheering on those athletes as they walk in the stadium, and that's when it gets really emotional. And then as we keep going on through the Olympics, I don't know if people have realized, but Michael Phelps and Usain Bolt both have retired. Those are big household names all around the world. They are out, so now it relies on Simone Biles, Katie Ledecky, Allyson Felix to bring in those ratings, and I think that they're dealing with all these different factors. It's really tough.
When the first interstellar object ever observed, Oumuamua, flew past Earth in 2017, it seemed to be accelerating in speed. That's not what most space rocks do. Now, Harvard astrophysicist Avi Loeb says Oumuamua was an alien spaceship. On Monday, Loeb announced a project called the Galileo Project that will search for physical evidence of alien technologies and civilizations. The $1.75 million project aims to use a network of Earth-based telescopes to look for interstellar objects that could be extraterrestrial in nature. I'm Lance Pry. This is USA Radio News.